On the telephone with us, we always get caught up with Ivy Tech Thursday mornings just after 7:35, and our special guest today is...
Let me give you all this. Steve Bryant, who is the Executive Director of the Gail and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, Ivy Tech Community College Bloomington, and Regional Director, South Central Small Business Development Center.
Steve, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. You guys are getting really good at my title.
It's fantastic. We're out of time, Steve.
Yep, well, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you next week.
Every time. Never gets old.
The joke never gets old. Well, that big title means you are a very busy person and plenty of things happening, Keith, at Ivy Tech. And one of them is duking it out. It's a new boxing club you've started over there. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, well, you know about Fight Club. The first rule is never to talk about Fight Club.
That's exactly right.
It's always a good thing. But, yeah, we have our Duke It Out idea pitch competition that we started a few years ago here at Ivy Tech. And the good news is it's evolved outside of Ivy Tech and on the Martinsville school system in Martinsville Chamber. Approached us earlier this year about doing a high school pitch competition up there. And tonight is the night. So they're going to have their inaugural Duke It Out pitch competition in Martinsville. Actually be held at the Central Indiana REMC building at 300 Morton Avenue in Martinsville at 6 o'clock tonight, if anybody wants to come. We have 6 students from the Martinsville school systems that are going to do pitches. They've been mentored by about 20 members of their community from the business community in the school. They've had a faculty member working with them internally, and I heard some of the pre-pitch workshop pitches, and they were fantastic. And, you know, what an opportunity for a high school student or a middle school student to be involved in something like this, learn the art of actually presenting something, you know, persuasively and hopefully win some cash prizes.
I was going to say, there's some cash prize involved in this. And a couple of these ideas on the Duke It Out at Ivy Tech have resulted in real ideas that have been put into fruition.
Yeah, this isn't Dungeons and Dragons. This is real life stuff, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, many of our students intend to actually take it forward. I'm not sure at the high school level if they're going to be starting their own thing, but, you know, you never know. We've seen several that our students have taken afterwards and gone out. One of them started an auto detailing business, and that's going well. I got an email from him about a month ago, and he pitched 2 years ago.
Right.
And so he's created his own job.
If anything else, Steve, the practice of pitching, that can't possibly hurt moving forward. No. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, the more you it's just like interviewing, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, we told the students, I said, look, you know, hey, if I see this on your resume, I'm going to give you an interview. I mean,
right.
That you actually can converse with people in a work environment. This is a great skill to have.
By the way, the auto detailing young man was in my class, so he learned all those speech skills.
Well,
yes, he did.
Keith's arm is in a sling now.
That's
from
right.
Patting himself on the back.
He was amazing in the pitches that I've heard there. You had someone from culinary make a pitch, too, about foods. I've heard some amazing things in there. The one that I thought was the best I've ever heard was the guy that was talking about how to save energy, forgetting, I think, for a moment that Duke sponsored it.
He didn't win.
Interesting. No, he did. He did well, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Never insult the sponsor.
No,
I mean, really. Thank you to Bruce Calloway and our friends from Duke Energy. They're actually providing the prize money for the Martinsville pitch competition this evening. So, you know, the top three students who win of the six, I mean, your odds are pretty good with six pitchers to get some cash. And I think the winner gets $200. I think the second place gets, I think, $100. And I think the third place gets $50. So, you know, just a great thing. So we appreciate, Keith, you paying your electric bill this month.
Now, when is
the
Bloomington one going to be? And, again, people can come and see that one, too.
Yeah, so the Ivy Tech pitch competition, we're just starting the process, and applications are open now. I think we've got 8 or 9 that have applied, and we've got another couple of days to get them in. But the event will be held on April 12th. And it'll be at 1 o'clock in Ivy Tech Shreve Hall, our big meeting hall on the north end of the building, in the new part of the building. And open to the public. We'll have coffee. We'll have water. We'll have some snacks put together by our fine culinary team at Ivy Tech this year. And it's going to be great. I mean, like I said, it's fun just to kind of hear people's ideas. And the high school ideas were just as good and impactful and well-presented as the college ideas were. And, you know, these are people that might start their own thing. And that's the whole point. You know, if they're not thinking about starting their own thing. You know, I mean, their parents or, you know, whatever may have never started their own business. They work for somebody else and they've never even considered it. So we're trying to give them that, you know, kind of experiential learning of, hey, maybe I can do something on my own and make it my own career. And that's kind of what we're trying to do here at Ivy Tech.
Now, so the people that might be interested in coming know, these are not infinitely long pitches. There are very specific time limits.
It's like Shark Tank.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, it's very quick. Yeah, they're limited to 3 minutes and they've got, you know, kind of five key points that we want them to pitch. And part of that is, you know, what's the problem they're trying to solve? What's their solution? You know, how are you going to make money? Is it really viable? You know, so that's what the judges, and the judges are, at least in the Ivy Tech competition, are some of our faculty members from entrepreneurship and business and our sponsor, Duke Energy. Bruce Calloway will be part of that. He's also judging the pitch competition up in Martinsville, along with a couple local bankers and some other community members. So, you know, just another way that we're, you know, taking care of the community here at your community college.
Hey, and a shout out to Bruce and Duke Energy, because Bruce has been our campus a number of times. Great guy, really encouraging to our students. And I think this kind of thing can't help but help our students later in life.
Absolutely. And honestly, if there are other schools, we've reached out to other high schools and other organizations in the region that we serve and said, hey, if anybody else wants to do a pitch competition, we'll share the game plan with you. We have, you know, the timeline, the guidelines for judging, all of that stuff already developed, and we're happy to share it, and then you can tailor it to your own. And we'd love to work with other high schools or other community organizations that want to do something similar.
When you get that done and you get a few other high schools doing it, bring the high school winner together with the Ivy Tech and see how the Ivy Tech kids do with the high school kids.
Ooh, that's a great idea. I'd love
see
it. That'd be a battle royale.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, each week Jenny's trying to give out a little bit of a shout-out to somebody. You got somebody in mind this week?
Oh, well, there's always a shout-out to be had, I mean, here at the college. I mean, my goodness, you've already done it with Bruce Calloway, for crying out loud. You took my idea. And Bruce is great. I mean, he's involved in a lot of community organizations and certainly covers many counties, including Morgan and Owen and Green and Brown. So, you know, we always want to make sure that we are looking out for those partners.
Is College Goal Sunday this Sunday?
It is coming up, College Goal Sunday. Yes, it's coming up.
It is this Sunday.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, it's this Sunday, and at 2 o'clock at Ivy Tech Shreve Hall, anybody who's interested in going to college, not just Ivy Tech, you can be interested in going to IU or an online school, whatever it is, and you can come in and find an opportunity to get some free help for filling out your financial aid form. And as you know, the free application for federal student aid is an application all colleges and universities require. And professionals from the financial aid departments from IU and Ivy Tech will be there to help students and parents learn the process and complete the form on site for free.
Exactly. And that's a great part. Pat McCaffrey was on with us last week letting us know all about it. If you need intricate details, you can go to WGCLradio.com and listen to our interview with Pat. But it's pretty simple. Bring your stuff. When in doubt, bring more. If you don't have to use it, whatever. And if you're not sure if you qualify or not, go and find out if you qualify or not, because the worst thing that can happen is you might have and then you missed it. So try it again, and that's coming up this Sunday.
And the attendees will want to bring their 2016 income information, so you know, pay stubs, maybe a tax return, that kind of stuff will be very helpful to bring to the event.
And they can always call Ivy Tech to see what they need to bring as well.
Yep. Certainly can.
So, yeah, well, why get over there and figure out you need all this other stuff? Make sure you're prepared and ready
to go. Absolutely.
We're talking with Steve Bryant from Ivy Tech, and we'll give you your titles at the end of all this. But there is something going on. The hottest thing in my mind in college today is service learning, where students get involved in their community as part of their college courses. And there's a big day coming up, Ivy Tech statewide days of service, February 26th and 27th. And we got some local partners for Ivy Tech. You want to mention that?
Sure. Yeah, and as Keith mentioned, the days of service for Ivy Tech is next week, and we're excited to be hosting several community projects on our campus that are going to engage our students, faculty, and staff, and getting out there and making a big impact. A couple of those partners and projects include the Bloomington Animal Care and Control. They're doing a recycled dog toy making stop and serve event. And there's a Rise Against Hunger meal packaging event where volunteers package rice, beans, and dehydrated veggies for school children in developing countries. Very exciting, and there'll be lots of other things too, but those are the ones we're highlighting this morning.
And for those that are still interested in the possibility of starting college and you finally made up your mind and you're thinking, well, I got to wait now till the next semester, there are second 8-week classes getting ready to start.
Yep, Yep, short-term classes start the week after spring break, so March 19th, and they're accelerated, so they're only 8 weeks, which is great. You don't have to wait a full 16 weeks like most of our classes. But anybody who's interested can come on in, and they can register online today, or they can walk into our Express Enrollment Center or call the Express Enrollment Center at 812-330-6013. And they can do that today or any time between now and then.
Does the Express Enrollment Center have a drive-through window?
They don't, but you know, we've actually talked about creating one just for you guys.
I would pitch that if I was at the pitching contest.
You place your order at the first window and you pay at the second window.
That's fine. That's right. You just, and then you don't have to get out of your car, find a parking spot, any money in the meter. You don't have any of that to deal with out there anyhow. What the heck?
That's right. Well, if you have that window open, you know, for that thing a lot, the junco birds could come in. That could be kind of interesting.
Caution.
Hey, before we let you go, Ivy Tech Waldron is looking for artists for display. Talk about that.
Yeah, the Ivy Tech John Waldron Art Center has got a call for submissions for artists for their galleries, and it's open until March 9th, so you've got another week or so. And anybody who's interested in exhibiting, you know, throughout the fall can apply at ivytech.sliderroom.com.
Interesting.
How about that?
Yeah, that
pretty
is
cool.
A good one.
Yeah, I think you guys should step into your artsy side.
Well, we do when the culinary puts their menu out on Wednesday.
I've got an Elvis on black velvet that's to die for.
Well, there you go.
I can do a great stick man.
if you're going to open a gallery, you've got choices. That's the good news.
Absolutely true.
Thanks, man. Yeah. We appreciate your time as always. And if people need more information, the best place to get it is?
You can contact Ivy Tech at 812-330-6349.
Awesome. Thanks, Steve. We appreciate your time as always, buddy.
All right, fellas. Great to talk with you.
Steve Bryant, he is the
Executive Director, Gail and Bill Cook, Center for Entrepreneurship at Ivy Tech Community College Bloomington, and Regional Director, South Central Small Business Development Center.